Welcome to Soul Wisdom, the podcast that takes you on a journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Dr. Bernadette Hartman, Master Soul Intuitive and Energy Healer, Spiritual Teacher, and Holistic Veterinarian. I'll be sharing tips, insights, energy work, and deep intuitive soul wisdom to support the spiritual health and emotional well-being of both humans and animals. Together, let's uncover the deeper messages and meanings your soul wants to share with you. Here's your next episode of Soul Wisdom. Hello and welcome to the next episode. In this episode, I'll be sharing about why connection is so important, how to start creating a deeper connection with your pet, and the power of not taking it personally. Connection is something that is woven deeply into our life and being. It can show up in so many different ways. For example, connection with family, friends, work, your pets, where you live, connection with your community. And it goes even deeper into your inner connection with nature, humanity, Mother Earth, and the cosmos. There are many layers of connection and one you are intimately a part of. So it's no wonder each of us is searching for connection in some area or part of our lives. We're wired to connect. It's part of life and longevity. Connection offers a place to know you are not alone, to learn how to connect and communicate, to honor yourself and to honor another. Connection allows your heart to expand, heal wounds, to be seen and heard. Connection is truly a powerful place of self-discovery. And it's also where you return to wholeness, to oneness, and the unity that is woven through all things. But creating connection can feel challenging, overwhelming, and for some, not safe. This is where your amazing pet comes in. He or she is there to hold the space of safety, of being seen, of loving you, all parts of you unconditionally. He or she is accessing a part of your heart, keeping it from closing down to the hurt, trauma, and distrust that's been happening or has happened in your life. Your pet is anchoring in love and holding the door to your heart open for you to keep growing, expanding, and transforming. I find this so amazing and wonderful, and your pet does this just by being there for you and with you. A great way to deepen your heart connection with your pet is to take time to connect heart to heart. So to do that, start by placing one hand on your pet's heart area and the other hand on your heart. Then focus on your breath and drop your breath into your heart. And as you breathe into your heart, focusing on the love and gratitude you have for your pet. And let that love and gratitude flow between your hand and your hearts. This amplifies the heart connection that already exists between you and your pet. You're focusing your intention to deepen your connection when you do this, to open your heart a bit more and to receive the love and connection your pet offers. This in turn will flow to other relationships in your life, to other places of connection. You're teaching your heart to be open and flow gratitude. And this is where you see, feel, and begin to know deeply that you are connected to all things. As you start to open your heart more and connect deeper with your pet, things come up for healing. You may get triggered, fall into an old pattern, have fear or some emotion take over. And often the response is close that your heart thinks it's safer to do this in another way. But I want to offer you a new perspective that these healing spaces trigger. The old stories are truly opportunities to learn how to not take things personally. Everything is a reflection of what's going on inside of you, conscious or subconscious. This is about keeping your heart open to truth and receiving your own inner wisdom. Hence, the practice of keeping a deep heart connection with your pet and yourself. You're creating a space to allow the truth to flow through you and heal those parts and places of trauma, hurt, and old stories. You begin to be less attached to what others think of you and how they react, and you start to unattach from things that are not supporting your highest healing and alignment. As you flow love from your heart, you begin to see the truth in all things, and you start to take them less personally because that love starts to transmute and transform that charge, that old belief, the misperception. It's no longer an attack on the ego, but you find that it's a release of the emotional energy that got stuck. And it's no longer personal because the emotional charge is gone. The ego attachment has been transmuted and you see, feel, and begin to know a deeper connection. Again, that's running through you, through your heart, and through all things. And you have your amazing pet supporting this connection and helping you keep your heart open. If you're struggling to create connection with your pet or keeping your heart open, schedule your one-to-one intuitive session by going to my website, www.bernadettehartman.com/private-sessions. I'd love to support you in creating a deeper heart connection with your pet. In the next episode, I'll be sharing about how your pet is a living example of compassion and unconditional love, the power of receiving your pet's gift of love and compassion, and applying what you've learned from your pet in your life. Thank you for listening to the Soul Wisdom Podcast and sharing this space with me. It is truly a blessing to walk with you on this journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. For more inspiration and soul wisdom supporting both humans and animals, please visit my website at www.bernadettehartman.com. From my heart to yours, lots of love. See you on the next episode of Soul Wisdom.